The Braves received an unexpected day off Wednesday in Philadelphia. No game last night. Too much water in the city of brotherly love, so it's washed out. They'll make it up as part of a day-night doubleheader today in Philly. They'll get started this afternoon at 1:05, game two of the series. First game of the Twin Bill. It'll be A.J. Smith-Shawver on the mound for the Braves in that matchup. Then later this evening, the regularly scheduled game will go at 6:45. Terrific pitching matchup. Chris Sale versus Zach Wheeler, the Atlanta native. Braves come back home following tonight's game. They start a homestand. The Red Sox make their way to Atlanta for a three-game weekend series at Truist Park beginning on Friday night. The Women's College World Series starts today out in Oklahoma City. The Sooners of Oklahoma going for a fifth straight national title. They're the number two seed. They'll match up with number 7 Tennessee this afternoon at 2:30. The College World Series for the ladies gets started today at noon. Number 3 seed Florida goes against number 6 seed Texas. Then tonight, the evening session, Ole Miss, the only unseeded team in the Women's College World Series. They'll go and battle number 12 Texas Tech at 9:30 tonight. It's number 9 seed UCLA versus number 16 seed Oregon. The SEC has 5 of the 8 teams in the Women's College World Series. The baseball 64 team and tournament gets started tomorrow. Round 1 of the baseball tournament all around the country at different regional sites, including in Athens where the Dogs going to get going tomorrow against Binghamton at noon. SEC spring meetings continuing down in Destin, Florida. A couple of notes coming out of yesterday. After getting together for another session on Wednesday, SEC coaches, according to LSU head coach Brian Kelly, would like to set up some kind of deal to play an opponent from the Big Ten each year. Also, there's talk there could be a 9-game schedule as early as 2026 in SEC conference play. 9-game conference schedule. That's a possibility. Also, according to Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner, look for the major bowls to continue to be a part of postseason play in the college football playoffs. A couple of local notes. Caleb Smith, who will leave Villarica as an assistant, gets his first varsity head coaching job. He is the new head boys basketball coach at Mount Zion High School. And Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs of Georgia get a local commit. Ryan Mosley, the talented wide receiver and defensive back of the Carrollton Trojans, announces he's committing to Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddick Sports, I'm Mike Paris.